Dubai Eye
103.8. We are discussing the fact that it is Random Acts of Kindness today. Basically, it's celebrated by individuals, groups and organisations nationwide. It encourages acts of kindness. And we have very much jumped on the bandwagon because there isn't anything nicer than that warm and fuzzy feeling when somebody shares the story of a random act of kindness. We've all been doing it in the studio this morning and beforehand in the office. And despite a little bit of cynicism from the boys on the Business Breakfast, Tom and Richard presenting this morning, I think we've got everyone getting in the mood. There's a lot of texts coming in, 4001, of people showing their enthusiasm for Random Acts of Kindness Day. Haven't we, Z?
Yes, I'm just going to get this first message out of the way because I wouldn't categorize it in with the other messages that we're getting. It's not warm and fuzzy. Eamon,
it's funny.
Sab says, I saved a kitten on my way to donate blood in my electric zero emissions car. Once I make myself tear up.
Eamon, I love you. You're a cynic.
You get a sympathy laugh.
No, it's genuinely an amusing point. Like, not everyone is into this sort of saccharine, sweet, warm and fuzzy stuff. But if you are, get in touch, 4001. We want to hear your story. Everyone. What I really noticed in the office is that everyone has a story of a random act of kindness. And I have a theory that more of them happen in this country than, for example, in the UAE than they do, for example, in, you know, big bustling cities like, you know, big metropolises like London and New York, where everyone sort of slightly hates each other.
I agree. Everyone is very nice here. And, you know, whenever there's a cab driver that returns money to the passenger, it's usually like hundreds of thousands of dirhams in cash. It always gets press.
Yeah, it's really, really lovely. So we've invited an expert into the studio to discuss this issue. We've got Sarah Benson sitting opposite me. She's a lecturer in inclusion at the University of Birmingham, Dubai. Sarah, tell me what your job entails. What do you get up to when you're the senior lecturer in inclusion?
Well, I'm working with teachers and at our program for the PG cert, so our postgraduate certification in inclusion and special education needs. And so working with teachers who are going into the schools and doing kindness every day as part of their jobs.
So I've actually got a couple of girlfriends who go into the schools on a volunteer basis to work alongside children of determination to help them out. And I know it's a hugely rewarding job. Is the UAE ahead of the curve when it comes to inclusion?
I think when we look at the 2017 framework that was put out by the KHDA, we really see some really positive steps forward and a truly inclusive vision for the schools here, which is absolutely wonderful. And I think when we see people going in and volunteering their time alongside the teachers, it demonstrates how important that work is for everybody to do.
Do you think that children are naturally understanding of difference amongst their peers?
Yeah, it's so fantastic when we look at inclusive classrooms and we see the children are really leading the way on inclusivity and watching how they are just accepting and kind towards their fellow classmates. It's really amazing. A lot of times you'll talk to people and say that the children are really leading the efforts towards inclusion and allowing inclusion to happen and then teaching their parents about it.
So that's so interesting because you wouldn't necessarily think that because there's lots of talk about bullying and there's lots of talk about sort of peer pressure and sort of nastiness within schools. And yet for people who are truly struggling, maybe the opposite is true.
It's funny because I was actually thinking about your conversation last week with Colin from the University of Birmingham as well, my colleague. And I think the great thing about teaching kindness in schools is we think about all the time teaching replacement behaviors for students. And kindness is truly a replacement behavior. Instead of just saying, don't bully, don't be a bully, if we teach students and children how to be kind, we're telling them what to do. And that's always a better way of approaching teaching, is saying, this is what we can do, and modeling that as the teachers.
Actually, that reminds me, my children had a kindness week, I think, at school.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, and they all had to, mine is sort of the nursery, they're young, 6 and 5.
That's great.
And so they all had to, it was about helping hands.
Aww.
And they all drew a picture of their hand and then cut around it with varying degrees of success. There are some 3-finger children out there. And then they had to write a message of kindness on it. And it was really interesting. My it's one of the big things that I have tried to teach my children. It's the big word in our family is being kind, because my children like to hit each other. And and I think it's one of the things that all... that I think men should aspire to be. I think quite, well, women as well. But I think if all men aspired to be kind, then I think it would sort out a lot of the problems in the world. Gosh, I sound really silly saying that. It's sort of, it's a bit saccharine, isn't it? But if, yes, but I think it would solve all the other sort of slightly patriarchal, sort of male, sort of toxic masculinity traits. If every man just went through life thinking, I'm going to try and be kind now.
I think one of the things that, for me, kindness means just paying attention and being aware of other people.
Yes.
And so I think that goes along that lines. If we are all paying attention and being cognizant of the people around us, we will absolutely be paying more attention to when we might be causing harm and when we can do good. And that's the beautiful thing about teaching young children, too, is kindness doesn't have to be returning large amounts of cash or paying for coffee. And while those are wonderful things, kindness can be... saying thank you, picking up after yourself, being kind to mommy when she has come home from a long day at the radio station.
We could have a lot more of that at home. How about community work? If you really wanted to go out on a limb and actually be extra kind, big brownie points.
Yeah, you know, I think it's great. The university has a huge initiative this year, Birmingham in Action, in which they are encouraging all of our faculty and staff to go out and volunteer for a day. And I think if more organizations and schools got behind those sort of initiatives, we'd see massive amounts of change and growth in our communities. It really is about kind of disconnecting from our phones and those and reconnecting with the larger communities around us and making sure that we are putting forth our best effort in with the people that surround us every day.
I know that the Dubai Cares does a huge amount of work as well. And there's lots of charity initiatives that encourage schools not just to give, but sort of money or items, but also to give their time. And I think that I'm trying to remember, what sort of charity initiatives in schools have you heard of?
I know that a lot of schools do food bankish donations and things like that, which are easy things for all families to kind of get on board for and donate different items and collections for things. An easy one for students and that's often very engaging is always getting involved with animal shelters. I know that the students at the University of Birmingham went out and did a volunteer day with the shelter in Rack. And so that was great to see. And it's an easy, very engaging way. Kindness should always be about people, but it can also be about the animals around
actually,
us too.
Actually, you just reminded me, I think on Helen Farmer's program yesterday, we're talking about a beach cleanup and how you can get children involved with, you know, cleaning up plastic off the beaches. And I suppose at that level, if you're encouraging your children to learn kindness, you know, to the environment, kindness to each other at a youthful age, then everyone can grow up and be nice when they're grown-ups.
Yeah, we talk about, you know, doing is the best way to learn. And so if children are doing acts of kindness, they will continue to embody those acts of kindness as they grow. And that's going to show up both in their school lives, but also in their adult lives at work. And then you won't have any resistance at the morning show.
I am definitely feeling warm and fuzzy now. Sarah Benson, lecturer of inclusion from the University of Birmingham, Dubai. Thank you for coming in. It's been an absolute pleasure to have you in the studio.
This is Dubai Eye 103.8.